Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Jolo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Bump up the volume. It's time to play ball. Jolo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the championship rounds of Jolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. For all of you on the Chilton Auto Body text line offering me parent advice, stop. I have literally tried everything you are suggesting. None of it works. So please stop wasting your time and mine. Do some good for the community. Felt good to get that one off the chest.
And you're right. Completely right on that.
Regarding what? Which specific part? Because I was running hot there.
No matter what people say, they could say they have all the answers. It doesn't work every time.
It doesn't work. None of it works. No. The kid is a nightmare. And that's just what I've grown to accept and love about him. Sure. Warriors playoff coverage on 95.7. The Game is presented by Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Alex Pavlovich is going to join us in about 5 or 6 minutes. What was Brandon Belt going for last night? Why was Buster Posey so mad? We'll get to the bottom of it. But first, there is a great video circulating the interwebs, as they would say right now. And it's from Devin Bradshaw with an underscore at the end of Devin Bradshaw. And he just writes, is this dirty? 4:45 to go, second quarter, game two, Warriors Rockets. Klay Thompson pulling up for a jump shot. I had Dibs and Anna both look at this in the break, so feel free to let me know if I'm exaggerating or I'm saying anything incorrect. Klay Thompson pulling up for a jump shot, going straight up and coming straight down. Chris Paul defending. Chris Paul putting a hand up, and as the shot goes over him towards the basket, Chris Paul extending his left leg as far as he possibly can, almost going down into a split to get his foot into Klay Thompson's landing zone in the effort to get Klay to land on his foot and possibly roll his ankle. Is there anything there that I said that was an exaggeration or incorrect?
I think the idea of a split was a bit of an exaggeration, but he does extend his foot, it appears intentionally, into the landing zone of Klay Thompson when he's doing his jumper. I think the idea of a split might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but otherwise I think you characterized it very fairly.
I'm doing a version of it right now. Does this look accurate?
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's beyond shoulder width. Your feet are more than shoulder width apart. It's not going into a full, like, dancer split where your heels are both off the ground. But in the video, and you just described it good in the studio, you described it well, his foot
goes...
To one
human being, you, no one else could see it.
No, but I think what you're doing with your feet is you're showing that your feet are wider than your shoulder width, and that's what Chris Paul was doing, and it appears to intentionally drift his foot underneath Klay Thompson.
Have you now seen it? Did Anna show it to you? How do you weigh in on this?
It's closer to a halfway split, and without a doubt, it was intentional. And without a doubt, it should have been called.
Dirty, would you say?
No question.
Was it the type of thing they were complaining about, and now they're just doing it?
I would think so, because if you're trying to run, if you're trying to get to a spot really quick, you don't gather and take a long. You put yourself in Dorner, spread your legs that wide, and try to push off and take off. You don't lose. You lose power because now you're loading. You got to gather and push. You do shorter steps, and that way you can turn and go. That, without a doubt, what he was trying to do was come in Klay's space, and it should have been called.
Without a doubt.
It's horrible.
For those who are asking where they can find this, I just retweeted it. So if you go to @JoeFortenBall, it should be the top. Outside of the pin tweet, it'll be right up there. Just, is this dirty? There it is. It's the video. You can take a look at what we're talking about. This reinforces, and I'm not kidding when I say this, I think Chris Paul is my favorite player in the NBA. I really do. Because Chris Paul is the ultimate villain. He knows how to get under your skin. He's probably the type of guy that if he's on your team, you love him. If he's not on your team, you hate him. He talks a lot of trash. He's brash. He's arrogant. He was mocking Steph last year with the little shimmy in the series before he got hurt. But at the end of the day, you can always bank on one thing with Chris Paul, and that's that he will not win. He will not win.
That's why Rondo gave him a two-piece. When you do stuff like that, that's exactly, I'm telling you right now. And without a doubt,
he's a dirty player. Steve, he's a hypocrite. He's just a mouth. He's all mouth.
Steve Kerr in this organization, I guarantee you, if I'd have seen that, would ask Coach Little Willie, they sent that into the league. Without a doubt, that's a play that you send into the league. You say, look at this.
Willie Green you're referring to? Willie Green?
Yeah. Without a doubt, you send that into the league and you say, look at this play. I wouldn't be surprised if we get fined. When you see things like that, coaches look at certain things and look, because officials don't catch everything. They're human. They miss everything.
It's completely understandable.
It happens. I used to go to my locker. If I knew I did something bad, I'm like, oh, Lord, I hope that FedEx. You're like, oh, did they catch it? And you get it. You know if you do something like that.
Well, this should be in the 48-minute report that Houston so passionately leaked after game one of the series. So if the Warriors get a 48-minute report on this game, because this happened in the second quarter, Warriors up 9 when Chris Paul looks to intentionally go underneath Klay Thompson. This should be in the 48-minute report as a missed non-call, an MNC, in the report, because this clearly should have been called. And you know, low back in the day in the NBA, if a player did this to another player, within a couple of trips up and down the floor, there's going to be a hard foul issued to the player who did that. But nowadays, we can't do that. So a lot of times, these cheap shots go unpunished.
So without a doubt, I'm going to tell you right now, Klay Thompson says, you're a clown. In his mind right now, undoubtedly, he looks and he says what he did. You don't think he's talking about it? He's like, dude, that dude there, they talk about these plays. Like, man, look at this. Take a look at what he's doing.
This is the type of thing that leads me to believe, and I'm being honest when I say this, that the Warriors are going to sweep these guys. Like, they've had enough of them. They've had enough of the idea that they're consistently being lumped in with this slightly above average basketball team. Every year, Warriors-Rockets are on a collision course. This ain't a rivalry. This is going to be the fourth time in 5 years the Warriors have kicked them out of the playoffs. And the only reason it didn't happen the fifth year is because the Rockets weren't around to get kicked out. Bottom line fact. That's the only reason. Warriors were there. They did their part. It's not a rivalry. People say that, oh, man, it's this great budding rivalry. Warriors-Rockets is what we all want. I think the Warriors are tired of these guys. They're globbing on to Golden State and trying to be considered great because they shoot a bunch of threes and they're constantly in the same sentence as you. Get out of here. You're an opening act. You're an opening act for a big-time band. Chris Paul, nice career. That's what people will say about Chris Paul at the end of the day. Nice career. Didn't do anything, never really went anywhere. You were involved in a bunch of odd trades and odd signings, and you had a couple moments during the regular season that were nice. I remember Steph putting you in the washing machine. You ended up on your rear end. And I remember, you know, you got hurt last year, and it's unfortunate, but you always get hurt. Kind of Houston knew what they were buying. It's damaged goods. And here we are at the end, complaining about the officiating, then going out and doing the same thing yourself. Great villain, because he never wins. That's the key to the villain. He can't ever take over Gotham. Batman has to stop him. At least this year it's happening in the second round, because I'm tired of these guys globbing onto the Warriors and being put in that conversation. That's reserved for a great team, not some slightly above average Western Conference team from Texas. All right, to the phones. Giants insider, NBC Sports Bay Area, the great Alex Pavlovich joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, good morning. Thank you for your time. Yes, the Giants won the game. Yes, the Giants won the series, but we don't have time for that. Quite frankly, what was happening at the end of the game, during the celebration, Brandon Belt making an aggressive line for Buster. Buster seemingly not enjoying what happened. We're trying to get to the bottom of this. Please help us out.
Hey, first of all, I'm from Texas, and Brandon Belt is from Texas. So let's be careful there with the from Texas.
Which part of Texas?
Tyler. In Austin. He's from Nacogdoches, I think.
That's fine. I'm talking about Houston. Southern California.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole different thing.
I live in Houston, but I won't say anything else.
Darn it.
I think, jeez. You can't win here.
I was going to say.
You know, I think the term is called turkey tap is what was probably going on in the scrum there. And I will say in Brandon Belt's defense that after every single win, people go for him. And in every scrum, people seem to go for him. So he got some revenge and we caught it on camera, and Buster Posey said he will get his revenge. So this is something, you know, the one thing I will say, that is something you see when teams are winning and having a little bit of fun and getting to do that. So, it's good for those guys. They needed something like that.
Let's stay in that sphere then for a moment, because we all know it's been a good 2.5 years of baseball misery for the San Francisco team, and you're seeing it now with smaller crowds. Is this the sort of mojo, the sort of feeling that the Giants hope to harbor in the clubhouse that will carry over to more winning?
Yeah, but I think Buster made a really interesting point. I mean, he was a little bit somber when he was talking to us after the game and said, look, we have an off day. We're going to Cincinnati where we played terribly last year. We got swept. We can't just go out and do what we did last year. I mean, they have to continue this. And for me, just looking at the intensity they brought to those three games, I mean, especially Monday night and last night, I mean, that's something that's missing most of the time. And if they, you know, if they can keep that going through the road trip, take that into Cincinnati where they're not facing a very good team, Denver where they're facing a team that's gotten off to a little bit of a slower start than expected, yeah, you can carry that over. But I think the issue for them has been that they get up for the Dodgers for the most part, the last 2 years, and then not really for anybody else. So I think that was Buster's point and something he probably will tell his teammates. That if you play the way they did on Monday and on Wednesday for the next 2-3 weeks, they can get back in this thing. But that hasn't been what they've done the last couple of years.
And when you say get back in it, be able to compete, hopefully, and continue to. So does they show you that the talent is there? And how much is this predicated on good pitching for this team to be able to have an opportunity to compete in close games?
Well, I don't know if it's quite there. I mean, you look across the way at that Dodgers roster and look at the top of their lineup with Seager and Bellinger and Turner, even guys like Hernandez and Max Muncy. I mean, it's just a way better team. But I think, you know, the way that the Giants can stay competitive is what we saw for two nights in the series, which is get a big hit when you need it. It was Buster last night. It was Longoria on Monday and pitch really well. And that's the way this team was built and play good defense. That's the way they're built. I mean, I just looked at it. They're 7-5 this year when they score four runs. Four runs is not a magic mark. I mean, four runs should not be that difficult to hit. So they still can be a competitive team if they do that. But it's been such a struggle for them. And you look at the fact that they've only scored four runs 12 times through more than a month. It kind of shows you where they're at. And I think it's going to be hard going forward because I don't know how this offense gets much better. Some guys should get back to the norm, but I do think a lot of these guys are not going to get back to where they were. Certainly they can be better than they've been the first month.
Alex Pavlovich, Giants insider, joining Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Boach got thrown out again last night. I believe that's two on the season. He looking for his own personal best on the way out the door here.
I think it's the other way. It seems like some of these umpires, the last time they're going to see him or the last year with him, they're trying to get him on the list. That was what he was joking about last night. I mean, that was a very quick trigger from Timmons. And he did tell him, I guess, that they had been chirping the whole game. But usually you still get to come out and say your piece. And so that was a little surprising. But I think, look, you might as well. I mean, the team hasn't been very good. This is the last year. It's kind of sunset ride here. Might as well go out and get your money's worth. And he certainly did last night. I mean, he spent a couple minutes out there with Timmons after he tossed him.
Yeah, and might as well get your money's worth in your final season, especially if you're going to be on your way back to the clubhouse. Madison Bumgarner, a guy who pitched very, very much better than he did against the Yankees. Is there a sense among the Giants organization and maybe those close to the team that Madison Bumgarner is pitching for a future, but pitching for a future in San Francisco?
I don't think, you know, I mean, just personally, I think he's going to be traded. And I think that's a no-brainer for them, short of being, you know, somehow two games out on July 31st. And even then, I think they would have to make a difficult decision. But so I think he is pitching for his future, and that's an interesting situation for him to be in. But it is something where, look, they have to be realistic, too, about you can be optimistic, but you have to be realistic about where they're at and what they need. And I think a lot of these guys are pitching to try to find, not that they're personally trying to find a different home, but I think if you look at these guys and you look at a start like last night, I mean, that showed a lot, I think. And the fact that his velocity was up across the board, 18 swings and misses from a really good lineup. And that's probably the best team in baseball right now. And for him to go do what he did, I think that did open a lot of eyes probably in terms of teams. You know, if you're the Braves, if you're the Phillies, teams that think they might have to match up with the Dodgers in the postseason, if you're potentially the Astros thinking about a World Series rematch, I think all those teams probably had their eyes opened by what he did last night. And to see that and see that that's still in there is encouraging. So for me, I still think that we have to frame a lot of this and the fact that this team is probably going to be in trade mode in July. And a lot of these guys, I mean, not just Bumgarner, but Will Smith, the Tony Watson, even a Holland or Pomeranz, you have to keep in mind that in some respect, they're not personally doing this, but what they're doing out there is kind of lining them up to be big pieces in the market.
Alex, when you say that, you know, everything is negotiable right now at this moment, especially with the Giants, is that the Belt brothers as well? Who are those particular guys that you think could be even shopped for that trade, for the trade value?
I think almost anybody. I mean, they're not in a position to pick and choose. And Farhan Zaidi has said that since the moment he stepped in here.
Sure.
We can't do that. I think they have to look at everybody. And there are a couple guys. I mean, Buster Posey has a full no-trade clause. Brandon Crawford has a full no-trade clause. Melanson as well. But I think for the most part, if you are anybody who is coming up on free agency, if you are anybody who is playing well and doesn't have a full no-trade clause, even if you're somebody like a Brandon Belt or a Jeff Samardzija who has a partial no-trade clause, I mean, I think you have to have it in the back of your mind that whether it's July, whether it's potentially, you know, June or this offseason, that you are going to hear those discussions. You are going to hear whispers. You're going to see your name on MLB trade rumors, because that's just the reality of where they are. And it's been, you know, more than 2.5 years now of this kind of baseball, and they brought in a new front office, and this is just the way it's going to go.
Giants insider doing a tremendous job at NBC Sports Bay Area, Alex Pavlovich, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, thank you for your time. It's greatly appreciated. Look out for the turkey taps. We look forward to having you on again soon.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Turkey tap.
I had no idea.
So this is where we are. Turkey tap. We started the day by guaranteeing you, so many words, that we would get to the bottom of this, and get to the bottom of it we have. Buster Posey with the walk-off in the 2-1 win over the Dodgers last night. They take the series 2 out of 3. Always nice to beat the bums from the South. And then you go out there. Brandon Belt seeks him out like a missile, finds him, and turkey taps him. Hand to the nutsack.
Mm.
And I would have liked to have said that nicer, but we got to be blunt here. There's no room for misinterpretation.
No, yeah, and sugarcoating.
It's a tap to the testicular region. And as a result, all men can probably attest that it hurts significantly. And then Buster Posey sought him out to return said favor.
Yeah.
Turkey tap.
Normally the turkey this time of year is safe because Thanksgiving not coming up until November. You figure the turkey would not be sought after in May.
Strong take.
I'm just trying
turkey
to,
take.
Trying to warm into it. It's a turkey take. But in this case, the turkey, in fact, was not safe. The turkey was vulnerable. And he tapped it out. So there you have it. And you can only wonder what Buster's payback will be if Belt gets a walk-off. Might he seek out his teammate's turkey to tap?
Yeah, I imagine it went from a turkey to a turtle. That's once this get away.
It's cold outside.
Night game. You know, not exactly candle sticky in weather, but still a bit breezy.
Right.
I like it. I like it.
You have the button of, I was in the pool in there. I do remember that one.
Oh, where is it, Anna?
It's on the right.
Anna,
somewhere.
Thank you for quarterbacking this the way it should be quarterbacked. That would have been a great button to push in that scenario if only the guy in charge of those specific buttons knew about that.
Wet, sticky,
that's a
slippery.
Legitimate top rope. That is Undertaker throwing Mankind off the top of Hell in the Cell.
We are seeing something that's right beneath Jesus.
I don't know about that.
Trying to find
where's
it.
Where's that
Anna?
From?
You know, maybe you should take over the buttons again, Anna, because it went so well last time.
I had fun. That fits.
Why do you think it got the name Turkey Tap? Everything's got a name for a reason, right?
Yeah.
You got to assume anyway. Turkey Tap, why a turkey? Like, is that how a turkey moves?
No.
Do the motion resemblance.
The neck of the turkey, you know. That's what Anna's talking about. She said, go ahead, explain it.
Speak on it.
She knows.
Preach.
Go ahead, girl. Don't be shy now. Go ahead, girl.
I say what they're called. Turkey.
Yeah, because it's
got to be on the internet. The turkey neck. It, I would imagine.
There's a certain resemblance.
The turkey's got a long neck, and then it's got, you know, underneath his chin.
Urban Dictionary, turkey tap. Two words. When someone, parentheses, usually male, taps another male on the nutsack firmly enough to elicit a short burst of testicular pain.
Oh.
Quote, here's how it's used in a sentence. Man, I actually prefer getting... I actually can't read this.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't read that.
Yeah, no. I was in the pool!
It doesn't say point of origin, though. Country of origin. Well, United States.
Point of origin. Major League Baseball clubhouse. Without a doubt. Turkey tap.
Wow.
Oh, man. Okay, turkey tap. I'm going to go on record. I don't intend on turkey tapping anyone in this room. So no, please, I'd like it if everyone was willing to. We could all have a gentleman's agreement right now.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
No, we're not that kind of show. No. We take our shots.
Yeah. Sure about that?
I'm actually positive about that because, for one, we don't spend time with each other outside of here where maybe we're pounding libations and somebody might get loose and free.
Yeah, because Lowe stopped drinking.
You and I have been out many times before.
Yeah,
I stopped.
Then you stopped. And that was the end of the friendship.
Did we ever do a turkey tap? Come on. We never would
we
do
fell asleep
like
in the booth together at House of Prime Rib.
Yeah.
There is
a long day of drinking.
And
long day.
My point, you know, you're not much of a, hey, punch me in the arm and high five.
Yeah.
And
don't touch me.
Exactly. So let alone turkey tap me. It's not like I would even slap you on the back.
Why don't you give you a hug? Right
whatever.
Now?
Which show here would be most likely to see each other turkey tapping each other?
Super question.
I see
Game and Bruce turkey tapping Ray Ratto.
I can see, you know.
I can see Steiny and Guru more to turkey tappers.
Who you taps know, who?
I think Goo's coming in for the tap.
Oh, my overrated. God. I don't know if you want to do that. Steinmetz will pull a knife.
He will. Yeah.
You do it to Poppy. He just keeps analyzing right through it. I felt that turkey tap.
I felt that. It didn't feel well.
Why? Poppy, the afternoon show. Although the more you think about it, you know, maybe the night
it's
guys.
Us. Yeah. No, it's us. It's if you were to put a poll
most likely
up,
to tap,
which 95.7 the game show
yeah, let's go, let's
is
put that
most
one up.
Likely
let's,
to feature
let's do that.
One member turkey tapping another member, you probably have like 92% morning show.
You think so?
Yes. Well, 92% no.
Okay.
But an overwhelming percentage that would make you say, yep, it's us,
it's a text line,
would be the percentage. So whatever percentage that would be.
This is the only show to deliver an on-air foot rub, so there's that in the ledger
that's
as far as
a good point.
Inappropriate contact goes.
You and I, we went to dinner, and I bought you some drinks, and
you didn't buy me any drinks. We split that, and we both charged it to the company. So let's be fair about what took place in that candlelit dinner. You didn't buy me drinks, and we both soaked the company for about $100.
Don't try to downplay this.
He's not. He's just giving you an actual factual
when we
point.
Walked, then we
you're
walked
lying, and he's correcting
it's not
you.
Like I ordered a white wine spritzer, and you said, no, Garcon, let me get this for him on my bill. We both charged it up and charged
sure?
the company.
I thought, friend. And then we went on.
Buy me nothing.
When we went on our walk.
That sounds so accurate. I would never doubt that.
You bought me a massage at the table.
I bought a
massage.
You bought
me.
That was in Reno, right?
Yeah, yeah, and
massage
I went on a little mini.
Is that when that woman
that's
beat
when
you
I got
up?
Punched in the stomach? Yeah,
yeah.
A massage like trying to turkey tap you.
Massaging. I didn't get paid back for the massage. Art of money to sit here go play. I mean, it wasn't nice. It was probably more than dinner.
I did give you your steak back.
And
you staked me a little bit, and I paid you back.
And, no.
What are you getting at? What's the point of all this? You're laying out all these things you've
he's
done.
He's trying
that
to
are
lay
nice
out a case of romance between us to where that he and I
didn't turkey tap.
Turkey tap isn't romantic.
See, he's got no clue over there. No clue.
Some people like some turkey taps, and some people like it.
Oh, man. Probably. Sadly, that's probably true.
Thank you.
Chuck Rhodes would be one.
Look at Steven. Steven loves
turkey. Nice guy Steven would be another.
Chuck Rhodes.
You think Chuck Rhodes does not like turkey taps?
The guy's got a Band-Aid around his thigh just so he can regulate his behavior throughout the course of a day. What was that?
Oh, Raps Bohemian Rhapsody. You don't like the turkey tap? Come on, coach.
No, you know what? That does not mean that you like the turkey tap. It doesn't have anything to do with sexual preference. Some people like pain. It's a pain flag, not a sexual act.
Flag.
You can't throw a flag
five,
on that.
5 yards.
I agree with that.
Stop it, Skip!
We are a really good show at taking it right to the line and then watching you fall over that line for a first down. So like usual, you'll end the show with four carries for 4 yards.
Yeah, boy.
And you'll get the first down every time, and then, you know, we'll get called into a meeting. Why did Lowe say that? I don't know. Talk to Lowe. Why am I here?
Still couldn't score in the red zone, but at least he got the first.
Right.
You know.
All right.
First and goal to 10. Go 3 and out and kick a field goal. 23-yarder, great. 3-0.
You know what? You
3-0, 11:35 to go, first quarter.
Great.
Now we're all turtling
here comes
up
the
right
onslaught.
Now. Here it comes.
We're out of time.
Here it comes.
Michael Thompson, father of Clay, set to join us to talk about things other than turkey taps. Turkey taps. Not brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Joe Lowengibbs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Chilled Auto Body text line 95795. from the 925, low. If they throw eggs at you at the parade, you have 100% permission to turkey tap Joe.
Yes. I love you, 925.
That makes no sense. So you're telling me people throw eggs at you and you turkey tap me. How does that make any sense?
It makes it's
eye for an
clear.
Eye, right?
It's,
what did I do?
Well, you're the one who started this.
I wish started you what?
You alluded to that the listeners should bring eggs if the Warrior win a title, and you told them to throw eggs at me. That's
damn
what
right
you
I did.
You
picked the Eastern Conference to win the finals.
I did.
So if you're going to be up on the parade float again this year, I think the fans have every right to throw eggs at you.
And,
not, and I didn't say hard-boiled eggs. It's not going to hurt.
Have you been hit with
not
an egg?
Fabergé eggs
no?
either. They're
okay.
a couple pounds each.
How about
expensive.
Yeah, just I'll get say. A regular egg. I don't care. Not hard-boiled. And throw it. Let me throw it at you. And let's see if this is
no, we're throwing it's the still, eggs at you. It's already been established.
So if that's the case, then I get to tap it.
Not turkey tapping me because I'm not throwing the
eggs
at you.
The 925 said it's okay.
You can go. 925. Okay. All right.
Please.
Let's reel back in. Four-time Please. NBA champion. That's right. We said four-time NBA champion. Lakers radio analyst, one of our all-time favorites, the father of Klay Thompson, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Thompson joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Michael, thank you so much for your time. Two-game lead heading down to Houston for Game 3. This is the point where a lot of people feel the Rockets will try to assume some control. We saw the split in every other series. The point spread is in Houston's favor. The thought process is that Houston's going to get theirs in Game 3. Do you see that happening? Can they find another gear?
Oh, yeah, they have to, and they will. And that's what the Warriors have to anticipate and expect and be focused and go into Game 3, understanding that this is the pivotal game of the series. If the Warriors get this game, then the series basically is over. Now, if the Rockets hold court and it's 2-1 going into Monday, then the series is still up in the air, and it could turn into a long 6 or 7-game series. So if the Warriors get into the right mindset and don't come out lackadaisical like they did in Game 5 against the Clippers, if they go down there with an all-business attitude, say, fellas, we get this game Saturday. This series is done. So, and it's not going to be a cakewalk. It's not going to be those kind of games where the Warriors are going to be up 15, 12 points, double digits, and the fourth quarter. It's going to go right down to the wire, last couple of minutes, and decide this game. But if the Warriors are right there in the fourth quarter, either with a slight lead or tied or whatever, Houston will be feeling all the pressure, and the Warriors will be in the driver's seat in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game if they keep it close. And I mean, like, basically even with the Rockets.
What could the Rockets do to turn this series in their direction? Because it seems to me, Michael, that they've played pretty well, but they haven't been able to get up and over the hump. Is there an adjustment or is there a style of play that they can go to that can help them in this series?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, they played well in Game 2. They shot the ball well, made a lot of threes. So Mike D'Antoni is going to tell the guys we must rebound better and defensive rebound better and limit Golden State from getting second chance points. And the Rockets themselves use their size advantage over the smaller Hampton's 5 lineup and get to their offensive glass. That's how they can turn this series around, and that's what they should focus on. Their style's not going to change. They're going to shoot 53s on Saturday, so you have to expect that. And they got to try to keep James Harden off the line, too, because he's going to try to attack the basket more. So the four defenders, Livingston, Clay, Steph when he's on him, Andre, even sometimes McKinney, they have to defend James without putting him on the line.
Mr. Thompson, I too have a son. He's at Purdue. They have him, you know, scheduled maybe possibly getting drafted in the first round. So sometimes it's hard to be unbiased and you say, wow, my son, you talk about the good and the bad. You look at some negative things he can do and some of the positive things he can do. I'm on the side that I think that sometimes Clay is in a situation people say that necessarily can't dribble, can't create shots. I see him creating shots. I think he can do all those things. If he's in a situation where he has to, can he get that done?
Oh, yeah, he can do it. He can cross you over. He's not as fancy with the dribble as James Harden or Kyrie Irving, but he's good enough where he can get by you, can use his size, and he can pull up in rhythm. So he can do all that stuff. He just doesn't do it in a fancy way like Harden and, say, a Kemba Walker or a Steph and Kyrie do, the four of the best ball handlers in the game. But Clay definitely has that ability to get by you and get to the basket. I think, and I'm with you, he needs to do it more often. He'll be coming down the floor sometimes in transition, and I wish he would attack the rim the way Eric Gordon does. If you see Eric Gordon coming down in the open court,
sure,
and he's going downhill to the basket, I wish Clay, he needs to implement more of that in his game because he's a big, strong guard, and he can get to the line more like Eric Gordon does.
Michael Thompson with us here on 95.7 The Game. One of the reasons we're such big fans of your son, outside of the production on the court, is the quirky nature with some of his answers to the media. It's always hilarious. In Los Angeles, when he was talking about jumping in the ocean after going to the beach and how that kind of reset him, we had a ball with that. What do you think when you hear that?
Well, that's great. Clay keeps things in perspective. He understands that there's more than just basketball, even though this is very important and this is his identity and this is what he does. This is his calling in life. But sometimes you need a break, just like any of us out there listening to us right now in our job. Sometimes you just want to get away and do something different, even though we love our jobs and have a passion for it. You need a break just to clear your mind and cleanse your soul from your job, from your responsibilities sometimes for a little while. And that's what jumping in the ocean or going to play golf gives these guys, that kind of an escape. And that's healthy to do.
And he's able to compartmentalize unlike almost any player that we've seen. And he's only a month or so or 2 months away from potential free agency. And we've had a big debate on this show of whether or not he'll ask for a max contract or whether or not they'll get a max contract. Is this something that he truly is able to completely put out of his mind, the idea of this massive future that lies ahead of him?
Yeah, because, you know, you take care of your business today, and the future will take care of itself. He's got a big responsibility, big job, big opportunity to get his fourth championship ring and to get his third in a row. So you can't be worried about what's going to happen in July. Just concentrate on today, being good, being your best person you can be today. That works for all of us in our jobs and in our lives. Just worry about today and be the best person and make the most of today, and tomorrow will take care of itself.
That's strong. I couldn't agree with you more. My question would be to you, if you see a guy, and talking about your son, that is, who plays as well as he is on defense, can score. If he wanted to score, he can score more. The guy can take over games, in my opinion. Why would he take a less deal? I know he can if he wants to, but why would you? When you look at a guy who can guard 1 through 4, he can do a lot of things that Steph can't do, but they're both competitors in their life. Why would he take? Why would this team even consider offering him not a max deal?
Well, I don't think that we're worried about that. The Warriors are set up for such a great future for the next 10 years and beyond with their strong ownership in Peter Guber and Joe Lacob and the Lacob family. So that's not even anything that any party talks about or even concerns themselves about. We know once the Warriors win this fourth championship, everything will fall into place. Nobody's concerned about that.
Michael Thompson joining us here on 95.7 The Game. As you evaluate the Eastern Conference, who do you find to be the most formidable of the four remaining challengers?
Well, you know, I respect them all. I think they all have their challenges, whoever the Warriors are going to face in the finals, unless we all believe the Warriors will be there. We hope they'll be there, too, of course. I respect them all, but I think the guy who scares me the most is the guy we've seen for the last 3 to 4 years, because he's a lot like Steph and KD and Clay. He's been there, done that. He's a champion himself. He's one of the greatest finishers in the game, and that's Kyrie Irving. They all scare me. I all respect them and fear them all. But Kyrie's been there, done that before. Even though he had a bad game, too, in Milwaukee, you know he's going to bounce back because he knows what it takes to be a champion. So he scares me the most.
Michael Thompson, 4-time NBA champ, Lakers radio analyst, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Michael, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on. Enjoy watching the rest of the series. We look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Yeah, let's do it in the next series, too, we hope.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like that mindset. Thank you, Michael. Chilton Auto Body text line 95795 from the 408. Hey, Joe, I'm buying my eggs from Costco. Look out, Lo.
Ooh, Costco.
Text nominee.
Yes, it is.
Lots Why? Of eggs there.
Why is that the text nominee?
Because I'm a big fan of Costco and the fact that they're looking ahead to buy eggs now so that by mid-June they're already going to be rotten. Ooh. He didn't even need to put that in there. I'm already thinking 2 steps ahead with the texter. Thus, it's been nominated.
It's been nominated. Here's another nominee from the 510. Hit low with a big ash ostrich egg.
Hard to throw, but the splatter zone, quite impressive.
Like
that
a
too.
Grenade, a lot of it.
Or like Game of Thrones, one of those big giant catapults that you just launch the ostrich egg.
Yes.
You could launch it from across the city, without a doubt. That also is a text of the day nominee.
From the 669, yep, I support Joe. Lowe needs to leave the show. He is a Warrior hater. Now that is just wrong. That doesn't even involve
that is wrong.
Getting hit with eggs.
Then why do you hit the text nominee right there?
Why do you assume that I hit that? Am I the only one with access to the text of the day nominee
could button? Be anybody. We could have been hacked. Could have been Facebook.
Could have been.
I just don't know when everyone says that I'm a Warrior hater when I was the one who said to Katie, want Katie here to come here. I just don't understand how I'm just a hater now. I'm not hating. I'm not. It's nothing. There's no hate at all.
It's like the balance, you know, the scales of justice. On the one hand, you did say KD would come here, so the scales tilt toward low, being a warmer apologist, a warrior apologist. But then we throw on the other side the LeBron swinging, the scale swings a little bit. You trying to drive KD out?
I'm trying to.
The
no,
scale
why am I
swings
to
a little
him?
Bit more.
Explain that I'm trying to drive. How am I trying to? Am I doing it? Is that the narrative?
It's the narrative that you helped to propel. You're the tastemaker, as Joe mentioned. We're tastemakers.
We're all tastemakers. We are the Bay Area's tastemakers. I said that this morning, so it has to be true.
You hungry, Dibs? Why don't you take a bite?
Oh, away.
Careful now. That's HR. I know you didn't do it.
Is that the gobble? Yeah. You wanted to gobble?
I told them to get
Thank
that.
You.
That's the turkey tap thing's going to be a thing now.
Why are you giving the look right now?
I know it's crude. It's definitely crude.
No, What's that look?
Again, it's just a pattern of disgusting behavior that makes me think that you have some real deep predilections towards the dark arts because...
It's that damn Game of Thrones.
What have you done so far this week?
You told them to watch Game of Thrones. That was
acting it out in real life.
Tell me which character, and I've only seen Game of Thrones every episode twice, so maybe I missed something, but which character has taken off their drawers and threatened another character with their own underwear?
They do more than take off their drawers than there, don't they?
They got a lot going on in that show. A lot to deal with.
You're not going
to
turkey tap Greyjoy, that's for sure.
That was your favorite.
No, spoilers.
Spoilers. Spoilers. Spoilers. Sorry about that.
That was good, brother. I had to laugh on that. I needed that.
Oh, man. Wow.
I'm trying to.
A lot of people not on your side, love.
Why?
They're really rooting for you to get hit with eggs.
This is crazy because I'm trying to say.
This is crazy.
No, where's that one, Anna?
I'm trying to get them.
Bay Area man roots against Bay Area basketball team gets hit with eggs. That
I'm
sounds like a pretty reasonable headline in Trump's America.
That's a headline of the day nominee is what that is.
Because I'm rooting against them? Because I said that they
For the 510, Chill Not Everybody text line, 95795. Hey, Joe, I own a restaurant, and we have a bunch of spoiled eggs that we cannot sell to the customers. You know where I'm going with it.
We know.
We'll see you at the parade.
But why?
Let us know your position so we can accurately get
the nominees today. It's tough to choose.
I'm spending my money. They win. I want the listeners, come on, have drinks on me.
The 510, make sure Lowe is wearing his LeBron jersey for our egg target practice.
I just don't understand it.
This is crazy.
From the 650, does it have to be chicken eggs? Could it be chicken milk in balloons? I'll allow it. Chicken milk in balloons, I'll allow it.
Shaped like eggs?
Yeah.
I really like the chicken milk dunk tank idea. I know you guys weren't on board, but I kind of dug it.
Focusing on throwing eggs at the young man.
Okay, hold on.
With
her chance, maybe we should bring some other opinions into it. Why should we focus on a chicken milk dunk tank?
Because we're bringing in the chicken
milk. It doesn't matter what you think!
Happy birthday to Dwayne Rock Johnson. Happy birthday to Dwayne Rock Johnson. Cody wanted to bring that back.
He was working on this about 20 minutes ago.
I know.
It's a trap.
Cody, you deserve
that's
a raise
school,
on
that's
your
an
way
old school prank
door.
From the show. Old school prank.
Top
you got paid to go. You know what? He was like, hold on, wait a minute, Anna.
That better make your top 10 list, Cody.
You just got hit with 12 dozen right there. Much like Lowe at the parade.
That felt like the Costco eggs.
Whoa.
A whole flat of eggs right there.
That's what happens when you prep. We've been prepping that for about 20 minutes.
That was nice.
That was nice, I will say.
But the worst thing about this all, though, is I'm not against the Warriors. So I know,
of course not. But
just because I say that they won't win a tie doesn't mean I'm against them.
What it does mean.
Can we review the scale
literally
of justice on this one?
Literally the exact definition of what it means. You are, if you pick against them, you are against them.
You're
Thank you, Guru.
Wish I had an egg right now. Not saying I throw it at you, but also not saying I wouldn't throw it at you.
If they're going to play against Alabama, I'm going to say, God, they're going to lose Alabama. I want my son to win, right?
I would think so. I can't jump into your head. I don't know
yes,
what you're
you
thinking.
Yes, you can. Though you've been jumping in my head the whole day.
Wow.
Stop.
It somehow worked.
Wow. What's worse, a turkey tap? What would be the worst way to go out? Now imagine you're in heaven. You've done a lot to earn your way up there.
Oh, I know right where you're going.
I know where you're going to.
You're up in heaven.
Tap.
Everyone be quiet. Just let me get to it. We all know where I'm going. You've lived a great life. doesn't require a drum the way. I have so much more setup. Well, just stop the drum roll.
Stop it.
You're in heaven. You've led a great life, a long, fruitful life. At the end, you realize it's time. Just let go. It's time for me to be with the Lord. And because you've done so many great things.
Hallelujah.
And you've been a great person, you are going up to the pearly gates. And they're letting you inside. And you're looking around thinking, man, this is wonderful. I need one last look. One last look at the family before I enter those pearly gates. And you look down. And you see yourself at your own funeral. You're in a casket.
Mm.
Here comes Dibs. And one of two things is about to happen. You're either about to get slapped in the face or turkey tapped in the junk. Which way are you going out?
You go ahead and turkey tap me.
You know, you would rather be casket turkey tapped than casket slapped.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for answering the question. I really do appreciate. I did not think I was going to get an actual answer
there. My God.
I'm really happy I got one.
Turkey tapped.
He would rather be casket turkey tapped.
Great. I mean, this is you looking down in heaven, seeing your body, someone just slapping you. That's just so dead. I mean, godly. And Dibs wouldn't do that because I'm already going to be cremated.
Yeah, it's a hypothetical.
Yeah, hypothetical.
Just hypotheticals. But
apparently, it's a gesture of friendship, though. So
it doesn't matter what you think.
It doesn't work this
close
time.
Enough.
Happy birthday, Rock.
Yeah.
Freedom High School.
It always works.
Hayward Zone.
Not Hayward Zone. He's from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. He went to Freedom High School, a rival of the great Parkland High School where I graduated from, which used to boat Freedom on a regular basis in virtually all sports. Just getting that out there. So, ipso facto, if you really connect the dots.
Wow, and he's on a
Joe
roll.
Joe 1, Rock 0. When it comes to our alma maters, and also Penn State beat his beloved Miami in that famous Fiesta Bowl for the national championship, so Joe 2, Rock 0.
Mm, gotcha.
Neither one of us fought at WrestleMania this year, so he has no edge on me there.
No.
So yeah, that's pretty much all the analysis you need.
TV career so far, and I know you're still a rising star, and I love what you're doing in your various
platforms.
We're all
out of time, you think.
Actually, we have a couple more minutes.
Yeah, we got about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Go, Dibs!
I need TV-wise right now. I'm going to go Rockets at point. So Joe 2, Rock is on the board with 1.
Rock's up there.
TV career is slightly just a shade better right now.
That guy's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
And he's so good at everything. He really is. Like just
His facial expressions, the things that he can do, man, it's pretty amazing.
Just his voice work in Moana. As Maui, which as you get your kids a little bit older, you will eventually see some of these animated classics?
That one, no, because my brother, his daughter, so my niece, is about a year older than Chubbs.
Perfect.
And when we were in Wyoming last summer, that's all she says. That's the only word. Moana, because she loves that movie.
Right.
I will not be ever putting that movie on. I haven't seen it. I'm not taking that risk. It's in the bloodline. Apparently, if you're a kid and you see that, you're going to want to watch it over and over. I'm fighting Curious George right now. I'm fighting Curious George. I'm fighting, and I shouldn't be doing this, but
no.
Dave Portnoy's pizza reviews, we watch all of those together.
Wow.
And he knows one bite. Everybody knows the rules.
Auto Racing, the man with the big yellow hat, and
the
pizza reviews.
Yeah, the pizza reviews, which you get to a point where you know it's getting dicey, and then sure enough, some inappropriate language comes out of Portnoy's mouth, and you realize, probably shouldn't be watching this, but I do want to see how he grades the pizza. It has tremendous flop.
It's always great to
I'm
see.
I'm so hooked on those things.
Your son has got such a wide range of pop culture influences, you wonder what's really going to stick when he gets into kindergarten,
He's going to be so messed up.
Show up one day to school in a Curious George t-shirt, the next day, Saturdays are for the boys, you know? Just the wide range of stuff.
Yeah, Joe is very diverse. I can't wait till he let his boys watch Boys in the Hood, so it's going to be great.
R.I.P. John Singleton.
Yeah.
He was 22 years old when he wrote and directed that movie. That's a great movie.
Absolutely.
Ricky! Probably not the scene that needs to be quoted if you're going to look back on it, but an iconic scene.
51 years old. You know, you get to be our age a little bit more so than your age, Joe, and you see...
Yeah, you guys are way older.
Well, no, but you see more
it's
often...
It's got to really hit home.
You see people who are your age, and they die, and it's like John Singleton at 51. You realize that you're 50, I'm 50 and a half, and it's like, man... Good God, you start to think about life and tenure and all that other stuff.
He gets it. He gets it. Don't you?
I know he does.
He gets it. He knows about that. You get a little pain. You think,
I'm ready. I'm at peace.
Already,
I'm not worried about a casket slap or a turkey tap in my casket. Like, that's not happening. You're the one that has to worry about that. And that's if you get through the parade when everyone's going to be drilling you with eggs. Can you imagine that? That's no way to go out. You might want to skip that parade.
The only guy
imagine if you
a
go
poncho.
Out getting egged and then you get casket and turkey tap slapped.
I probably won't go. Honestly, I'm not going to the parade because what you've done. I'm not going to the parade this year.
These people are reasonable.
No, they're not. True friend. Let me tell you, true friend. I'm not going to the parade. I'll probably just go do this. Sit on the stage if we do our radio show in the morning there. But the float and all that stuff.
If they win the title, you will be on the float. You're the MVP, coach.
Not after what he's doing. These people are going to have some drinks in them, some soda pops.
I would probably bet you like $10,000. Because here's the thing. If I lose the bet, I'm paying $10,000 and watch you get drilled with eggs for about 2 hours. And if I don't see you get drilled with eggs, you're paying me $10,000. So it's an ultimate hedge. I'm coming away. I'll start a GoFundMe. I'll get enough money that we'll be able to make those stakes high enough, and everyone will get returns on their investments.
And all I wanted to do, if they win, I wanted to take the listeners out, and I'm going to spend $3,000 of my hard earned money to have people party. I'm not
trying to bribe your way out of the egging.
Because you started something that's crazy.
I didn't start anything.
People, yes, you did. No one said anything about egging, but you.
I'm terribly sorry. Do?
Yeah.
We've reached the end of this.
Hold on, one more. From the 650, any sports talk today? No.
No.
So put an egg in your shoe and beat it. Steinmetz and Guru coming up next. They'll talk with Cam Inman at 11:30. As for us, we're done. It's over. That's it. Dibs and hello. I'm Joe. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. Greatly appreciate it, as always. Watch out for the turkey taps. Practice safe and proper turkey tap defense. And we'll see you tomorrow, 6 a.m. right here on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors. Rockets. Game 3. Saturday at 5:30. Coverage starts at 4. Only on 95.7. The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.